You know, I love to study Jesus because I love Jesus. And I find out more and more about Jesus every day. And I love Jesus more and more every day, the more time I spend with him. And so the disciples saw Jesus heal the sick, open blind eyes, cause the lame to walk and the dumb to talk. They saw Jesus casting out demons and unclean spirits. They saw Jesus turn the water to wine. They saw Jesus on one occasion go to the graveyard and raise a man from the dead. And so no doubt they decided there's a secret to this man. And perhaps one said, aha, maybe it is his prayer life. You know, once you get your prayer life in order, the rest of your life will never be the same. If you want to improve your life, improve your prayer life. Say that to the people sitting on both sides of you. You know, one of the themes for this series is prayer changes things because it changes me. And so the disciples perhaps figured out it must be his prayer life. While we are sleeping, he is praying. While we are watching as the world turns. Sitting on the edge of night, in the midst of a secret storm, he's praying. They said, well, why don't we ask him to teach us to pray? And they came to Jesus and said, Lord, teach us to pray. Say that, Lord, teach us to pray. And in the 6th chapter of St. Matthew, the 9th through the 13th verses, Jesus is complying with this request. And I read it for you. The words of Jesus. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The first thing that I notice in the Lord's Prayer is that in it Jesus teaches us self-conscious oneness with God, all mankind, all manifestation. Notice the first two words of the prayer. Our Father, and our Father which art in heaven. Let's start with the two words, and let me hear everyone say, our Father.
Our Father.
Say it again.
Our
Father. The first thing that a man, a mind, must do is to establish in his self-consciousness the unshakable truth of his relationship of oneness with God, all men, and all manifestation. To be theological for just a moment, Orthodox theologians would probably call this pantheism, meaning God in all things. And there are strong arguments for and against that. But I'm going to take the prayer and its teaching for just as Jesus gave it. Our. Take the first word for a moment. Notice this prayer. The first thing that this prayer does is to embrace everybody in the very first word. Isn't this interesting? Very first word. And of course, this was always the case in the entire mission of Jesus. He always embraced everybody. He healed folks that he had no business healing. He saved folks that he had no business saving. That the world mind would say, why would he save her? One woman had seven devils. But Jesus saved her anyway. He invited himself on one occasion to the home of a man that had the worst reputation in town. Zacchaeus. Little short runt of a fella. Tax collector that had cheated everybody in town. But Jesus said, Zacchaeus, come on down from that sycamore tree. Today I'm going to dine at your house.
Yeah.
Jesus was always including people that the world, and especially the Pharisees and the most religious people, thought that he should have nothing to do with. Now notice, as I say again, the first word in the prayer, what is it? Our. You know, this word has arms. Stretch out your arms when you say this. Our. So you see, when you pray this prayer, you have to embrace everybody. Just as Jesus did. As a matter of fact, the first apostle that Jesus called in the church was a cussing fisherman. A man with a nasty mouth. Here he is with these, with this rag-a-tag bunch of people with reputations as bad as his. See, you know, we love Jesus here, we praise Jesus and so on and so forth, but I've got something to tell you. Jesus did not have a good reputation. He was a bootleg preacher. Yes. He not only got his credentials pulled, he was bodily thrown out of the church. Zoom! And one of the big problems was that he included everybody. Lord, teach us to pray. Well, all right, the first word that has to come out of your mouth and your understanding is what? Our. Our Father. And stay away from these folks who are the only ones that's got God's blessings or got God's truth. Listen, I don't care what you say. He is our Father. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, there's the hour again, believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
He's my high power.
I will call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call on the name of the Lord.
Time for Jessica and Tasia on Hindsight Radio.
Good evening.
Peace and blessings.
How's everybody out there? Hope everyone is doing well and thankful during this time. There's a lot going on out there, but we are remaining still, steadfast, pressing towards what we're trying to achieve and not getting distracted by everything else out there, the chaos. Not saying don't be wise and, you know, not to be concerned about certain things, but just to have wisdom and just to stay centered and prayerful and whatever helps you get through and to keep you well balanced. So
let's speak peace over the airwaves to everyone that's listening.
Yeah.
And we got to be mindful to check in on our people to see how they're doing.
Yeah, because during this time, there are a lot of people that are suicidal. There are a lot of people that are depressed. There are a lot of people that really don't have connection with others outside of work or their daily routine, and now that that's been disrupted by having to stay at home and, you know, social distancing and all that stuff is putting people in a very bad headspace. I know some people feel like, oh, I like being by myself, I'm happy about this, you know, but there are plenty of other people that do not like this, and it's taking effect, it's taking a toll. And we can say, oh, you can't be like that, and you got to have a, you know, keep your mind right, but it's not always easy. Not everybody has the same ability to maintain a certain level of, I guess you could say, sanity. Because, I mean, people are being tested. Some people don't even realize that they can't be around certain people this long, or they can't be without going out. And then, mind you, this isn't really normal, like not being out in the sun and, you know, it can do something, the lack of vitamin D and all kind of other things that you're, you know, getting fresh air and just everything that we're used to doing is being disrupted. But just make sure you maintain and gather yourself and connect, stay connected to God and during this time, because it's just very key to maintaining basically a good headspace, mind control. You know, so just stay connected. We were talking about connection a few weeks ago and just how powerful it is to be connected to people, just in moving further in your success. We need to be able to trust people. We need connections. That's the only way to get ahead and to move forward. And, like I said, people have been, you know, disrupted. But, yeah, speaking of connection, today we're talking about friendship.
Mm-hmm. So when I think about friendship, and I think about it biblically, one of the first stories that I think about is Ruth and Naomi's. Now, if you're not familiar with this story, Naomi had lost her husband and her two sons. And her daughter-in-law, of course, they lost their husbands. So Naomi, she was in a very depressed, in a grievous state already. Now, she told her two daughters to go back home to their mother's house. But Orpah, which was her daughter-in-law, and then Ruth, who was the main character, Ruth didn't want to leave, but Orpah went back to her mother's house. Now, Ruth was saying that wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you stay at, I will stay. Your people are my people, and your God is my God. Where you die, I will die. So that really sticks out to me of being loyal. It's hard to find loyalty in a person.
Yeah. That's actually a rare find, and if you have it, cherish it. Not a characteristic that everyone holds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I try myself to really stick to being loyal. That's one of the characteristics that I really pride myself on, and I try to build within myself as I get older.
Mm-hmm. Loyal, like, is to yourself, or loyal as in to whomever?
Mm-hmm. Loyal to myself, loyal to whomever, loyal to even my goals,
mm-hmm.
my aspirations. Yeah, that's a very good quality trait to have.
Yeah, I guess loyal to the ones that are loyal to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good. I mean, because, you know, it can't just be whomever. It has to be...
Right.
Yeah, strategic. I mean, because people will take advantage, especially you know.
Yeah, I had noticed that about myself. I have to correct that.
Mm-hmm.
But I am a very loyal person, which, like you said, somebody could take advantage of. You have to be.
Well, they take advantage of your kindness, you
mm-hmm.
know, so, yeah. But you have wisdom. They can't do it no more.
Not no more.
You've grown.
I'm grown up. So, back to the story, Naomi and Ruth, they went to Bethlehem. That's where Naomi was from. Now, Naomi, her husband had a relative. His name was Boaz. And Boaz was a really wealthy, prosperous man. So he was well known and very successful with his business ventures. So Naomi had sent Ruth out to go to the field and gather up the leftover food, seeds, or what have you, that the reapers left. And during this time, it was custom for the reapers to leave stuff behind for the people that was in need. So with Naomi using her wisdom, told Ruth to go out, and she knew I think she was setting her up. She was setting her up.
You think she was setting her up?
I think she was setting her up. Yeah, they needed food, but she told her what to do. She told her to go get the food. She also told her after she went, because Boaz saw her,
right.
Recognized her. He was like, who's that young girl? Who's that young lady? And after that, the next day, Naomi even sent her. So I think it was a setup. It was a setup. And then pretty much the rest is history, because Boaz and Ruth got together, and through their relationship, the relationship she built with Naomi.
Mm-hmm, because of her loyalty. Yeah, she was blessed.
She was blessed by it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Ruth definitely had favor with in Boaz's sight. You know, he saw her first, and he told the men not to touch her, you know, because, you know, men could do what they wanted sometimes.
Take advantage of
it. Yeah, so, but also Naomi, Ruth was willing to submit to Naomi instructions, should I say. Like, she adhered to him. Naomi gave her some, you know, some instructions. So even when she realized Boaz was looking at her, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
She told her what to do, to go lay at his feet and things like that. So,
you have to be very careful who you choose as friends as well, because you need that wise friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Someone that can strengthen you, help you grow. And not just one-sided. You could bring something to the table as well,
mm-hmm.
but someone that can help put you on the right path to success. She literally was successful after that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's a good relationship.
Yeah, your network is your net worth.
Mm-hmm.
So you always have to, somebody wise always tells me, don't be the dumbest one in the bunch,
yeah.
You know.
Or if you're the most successful one, then something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the most successful one in your, if it doesn't get any better than you, then something's wrong with your group of people.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be able to, people have to bring you up out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to work towards it as well, but your group, you know, it's a birds of a feather flock together, you know, but you have to have, you can't just be around like a lazy group of people. Not saying you can't be friends with people that aren't going anywhere, but if they're not going anywhere, they have no goals, it's almost like a hindrance. Or if you feel like you're drained after being around those people, then you need another set of friends. And it's not like easy to just go out and make friends, but don't be afraid to connect with people, new people, strangers. Strangers become friends, you know? So you just never know. If you have a good vibe, you never know how it's going to be like when you meet someone. So they may be a very good asset.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll know. You'll have that inner intuition that lets you know, like, this person isn't so bad. You know, maybe we can connect. But, and then shortly after, if you do connect, you'll know if they could be the type of person you want in your life or just what you need, even if it is for a season. That's another thing. Sometimes I know for me, it's not necessarily look for the long-term friend. You just let it be what it is. You can connect and let it be organic. Not necessarily, oh, I'm going to choose this friend and have them for life. Just let connections happen and let it work itself out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like how you and I connected, you know? It's just like organic, you know?
Yeah.
So it wasn't anything forced. And who would have thought that it would just continue to grow throughout the years? And it's just, we didn't force anything. It's just with a connection.
Do you want to talk about that, how we became friends?
If you want to talk about it.
So pretty much we met through a mutual friend, one of my really good friends. I had been friends with for a long while. And I was going through
Mm-hmm.
I was going through a hard time, a really hard time. I had just my best friend. We just broke up. You know, like best friends can have breakups.
That's another thing that people don't like to talk about. Just as hard is the breakup, the friendships that break up. It's like we can talk about
our lover relationships, heterosexual relationships all day, and it's more normal, more common. But friendship breakups can hurt very badly. And people don't talk about those, and I think people need more, it needs to be talked about, or people need more counsel about it, because it really is effective depending on how close you were. Saying it was a best friend.
It was a best friend. It hurt. It really hurt. It really hurt. I don't even think I'm over it, like, now to this day, but I just...
It's because you love your friend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You just got to grow through it, but, I mean, if you feel that it's necessary, or if you two mutually, you know, just felt like you guys couldn't remain a friendship, and
mm-hmm.
it is what it is, you just got to keep building, but definitely don't let it stop you, because some people can get into a depressed state, and depression mm-hmm. can hinder you from growth. But
yeah, and I don't regret what I did. Pretty much, we wasn't seeing eye to eye on something, and I really had to tell her genuinely how I felt, and I couldn't go on feeling without letting her know that I had a problem with something,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I just really wanted to be genuine to her. I know this might hurt you, but this is how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And we were never able to mend after that. And when we left, okay, it was like, okay, we could, but the damage.
When you left, it was like you could what? You could remain.
We could remain, but it wouldn't have never been the same. But
so it was never like, we're not friends again. It just...
It happened after it settled in.
Right.
And then it was over. Like, she sent me a text, and from then it was...
Yeah, it just sucks.
It really sucks.
But Paige was going through, and I just saw that she just seemed down, and I just didn't like seeing that, and I just talked to her. And then we hung out. But, you know, she was in a bad way, so I don't know. I just kind of, my heart went out to her a little bit, you know. So then a friendship formed that I didn't expect. I didn't, definitely, and it's crazy because at that time, I did not want any new friends. I felt like friendships was a lot of work, you know, and I didn't want that in my life because if, good friendships are work. It just requires your time, you know? So I didn't really want, wasn't forced. It was just started off like going to the movies. So we didn't even have to talk a lot.
Yeah,
it was just like.
We had a common interest. We really enjoyed movies.
Yep.
And that's where it blossomed from, is movies. And it's really odd because we're very opposite of each other.
Mm-hmm.
We're very different. But, I mean, it's very interesting, I think. And even the fact that you feel like you didn't want any, you never had any friends that were younger than you.
Right. Yep. I had because I was drawn to older people. And it was funny because at that time, all my friends were older than me. Well, I shouldn't say all of them, but the ones I was hanging out with the most, I was hanging out. My friend was like 50, you know what I mean? And I think that's why people say I have like an old soul, but I've just always been that way. It's not like I sought it out. It's literally that's how friendship bloomed. They just connected that way. And I mean, no shame in, like, if my friend would have told me I'm not hanging out with you because you're younger, I would have felt some type of way. So that's what made me like, well, I don't care that she's younger than you because, what if someone did that to you? And I'm like, look what you would have missed out, what they could have missed out on and what you would have missed out on. So, yeah. So I didn't even, yeah. You just remind me, I didn't even want any friends younger than me. And you, I had a different impression because you told me, I was really, you told me you were immature, but you wasn't what you thought you were. You kind of short-handed yourself on that because I was like, oh, Lord, I really can't be this girl's friend like that because, oh, Lord, that's just work. You know, it wasn't, you know, much, much, much more mature than even my other friends that I had at the time. So, yeah, but anyway, yeah, that's kind of how that,
yeah,
that started. And then the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah, and back to Naomi and Ruth. Pretty much from their relationship, something beautiful came. And from their lineage of Boaz and, because we think about Boaz and Ruth, we always think about the love story between them. And
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ruth got her Boaz.
Yeah, people talk about, I'm waiting on my Boaz. Yeah, but what you got in the story was more so the relationship of Naomi and Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to make sure I highlighted that, and not for us to overlook that, because that is a beautiful thing. And because of it, Naomi and Ruth's relationship, she married Boaz, and Boaz, through Boaz came King David, and through King David came the Messiah. So,
mm-hmm. And then Ruth, her name means friend or compassionate friend. So that says a lot right there in the name, and we know that names have meaning, especially mm-hmm. in the Bible. Like, the names just have meaning all around it. So that just highlights who she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be careful what you name your children. Make sure you do your research. And then the other story that I that really sticks out to me biblically is Jonathan and David. Now, Jonathan and David, they're like the ultimate goal of your friend that you're trying to, your friendships that you're trying to create. Because it says in 1 Samuel 18 that Jonathan's soul was knit with soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul.
The ponder, pause right there. Let that sink in. Yeah. So that's deep. So, you know, Jonathan's soul was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Come on now. Who even has a relationship like that?
That's crazy.
Can you, like, if you, people that are listening, do you have a friend that you love that much, like it's your own soul? Do you feel knit, stitched together? That's deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's real.
Knit is a bond. It's a tie. It's a bond together. It's a link together, united in growth.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's a good story. He was loyal. Like, Jonathan even saved David from getting killed. Like, he was so loyal because, you know, there's a father and a son relationship. There's that kind of love. And when Jonathan's dad was like, King Saul was like, I'm going to kill David. He was like, I mean, why are you going to kill him? You know, he didn't do anything wrong by you.
Mm-hmm.
And he still told David, like, look, my dad's about to try to kill you. You know, and, you know, wasn't loyal to his dad,
yeah.
But at the same time, he loved David. And then not to mention, they were so upset. I just remember, you know, like, he was crying. You know, they had hugged each other and brotherly kiss and, you know, had to separate because that was like, when you think about it, that's just, you know, you don't want your friend getting killed and then by the hands of your own relatives.
Damn.
Like, he, yep, they had a talking code, all of that. That was
yeah, so let's try to strive to be like Jonathan and David.
Okay, well, yeah, so I guess with all this that's going on in the world, it's a time to just evaluate your life and your connections. It's also a time to see who are you really connected to, who's checked on you, or vice versa. Like, if you're thinking of someone, for me, I know I can't talk to everyone, so I like to send a text when I'm thinking of someone, even if it's someone that I really haven't talked to or don't talk to at all. just check up on people just as they cross your mind, because you never know if people are looking to take their lives. They just may need that that encouraging word, or even just that, hey, how are you? You can, you know, let someone feel like, oh, someone cares. Because, like I said, you don't know who's going through it mentally. This warfare is real, you know. And so, and this out here in this world is real. And people are feeling it, and everybody cannot handle the stresses of life. Like, we all, it's even right now, even for us to maintain, we're all still putting in a fight every day. Like, even if you're just having the, of, oh, I'm just not going to connect with the media, that's still a fight, because that's something you would normally do. Or you're going to disconnect from social media, that's a fight, because you would normally connect with the social media. So this is like an active style that you're trying to maintain, which you're trying to maintain your peace. So, like I said, it's just a lot going on, and people are losing their jobs, people are losing their minds, people are running out of money, people can't find food. It's a lot. You know, things are happening even still. This thing is frozen, but people are, things are going on in their houses, and things are malfunctioning, cars. I mean, it's just a lot happening with people. So we just definitely want to connect and make sure your folks are doing okay and people you care about. And if you do have a David and Jonathan relationship with someone, cherish that, and, you know, or even Ruth and Naomi. Just keep progressing in it. So, yeah. So this wasn't going to be, I guess it's been a good amount of time. So, yeah, we, does somebody have their hand up? I think somebody has their hand up. I'm not sure. Person was on. Oh, okay. All right. So we're going to take a call. 7502. Okay. Then there is 0582. You're on. Hello.
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 Oh, forgive me. I was muted. Ah.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. I wanted to say thank you very much for playing the sermon, like, I believe that was that Pastor Ike?
Yes.
Oh, yes, Reverend Ike.
Thank you very much for playing that. That it was good timing for me today, as the past few days of dealing with a few of members that we usually work together. And one of the leaders of the group kept using we when I was discussing things with him, that kept saying we wanted to get certain things done and so forth, which seemed to be pretty somewhat exclusive versus all-inclusive. So with the sermon using and stressing the hour to be all-inclusive for everyone, and then listening to the rest of the sermon and having old memories of grace and prayer times and things that my grandmother, grandfather, and father would have me think about before and after prayer. And thanks for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem.
That was divine.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem. Keep it up.
Thank you. I don't
hey,
want
what's
to
up, y'all?
Anyone.
What's going on?
Oh, hey. Hey, Akeem.
What's going on? When y'all call the numbers. Oh, you, thank you. Hey, when you call the numbers, call the first, like the first 3-6 numbers, not the last 4. Because sometimes they don't. Yeah. They know their area code, so
4 or 5.
Try that 504 number again.
All right, 287502. You had your hand up. You're on.
I guess not.
Okay.
They're not there.
Yeah, they're not there.
Who's my headset? So y'all left some stuff up about y'all friendship. Y'all kind of gave the express version.
I mean, it's pretty in depth. I mean, so we didn't feel like we can write a book, you know. But
well,
we gave them the little summary. What we missed? What you know about us that we missed?
The fights y'all be having.
Oh,
let me start.
The fight? You want the fight? I want to say what
the
fight
about. No, actually. What is y'all friends, but what is y'all arrangement now? What are y'all pretty much see each other every day?
Yeah, we work together and everything.
That's it?
We're doing business together, I have to say. Yes, we're doing
business. You do business? Okay. Mm-hmm. That's it?
Our families.
Okay.
I take some of your family members or my family members now.
Yep, you've adopted some of my family members. And
okay. But when I say when y'all see each other every day, why do y'all see each other every day?
I knew what he was saying. I was giving you a hard time, Akeem.
Y'all know what I mean.
Private.
Y'all not just friends.
Private
y'all like sisters.
Yeah,
now.
we're like we really are.
Right.
Like, I'm very
more than
I'm
just a regular friendship. Right.
Yeah,
which is good. Which is good to see this time because so many people don't get along. You know, people don't even get along with their own mamas and daddies, brothers and sisters. You know, so
that's true.
And
yeah, that's true. And we are.
I see a lot of daughters. And I've been in relationships with women who don't even speak to their mother.
Yeah.
Which I thought was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, if a woman doesn't have a healthy relationship with her mom, I think it's going to be pretty much tough for her to have a relationship with anybody else outside of that.
Or
uh-huh.
father,
oh.
you know, sometimes that's a big
same thing.
Too.
Yeah.
Because then they expect
the
husband,
to be everything.
To fill voids that they don't even realize. Some of them know, but a lot of them don't. Unaware. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible talks about, having no natural affection. Last days having no natural affection. And natural affection is to have affection for your family. And I think this society has created such a division between us where, you know, you have the mother and the father have to go to work to most of the times to, you know, maintain the finances. So that takes everyone away from each other for hours at a time. Then you come home, you're tired, you got to cook and, you know, homework. It's just a rut that everyone gets in, and then everybody becomes the enemy in their own house. And that's why I say, you know, this is a tough time for a lot of people because they can't get their mind right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't get that mind. This is a shock for a lot of people. And so just they're not going to be able to overnight adjust their thinking. You know, so really you're only going to be able to reach people who really understand how the minds work that's going to be able to make it through it. This is a true separation.
Yeah, it is.
Of who's going to make it and who's not. You know, this is a really a clear division that's going to be made. And right now a lot of people are thinking, I worked my whole life. Never would I have thought that the country would just shut down on me.
Right.
And hopefully they'll reevaluate what they put their hope in, what they put their trust in. Because as you can see, you can't trust anything man-made.
No.
If you're still trusting in anything man-made, then something is, you're not looking at things like you should. Man-made systems fail. And then they even fail even harder when they try to fix their failures.
Right.
You know.
Lie on top of lie.
You know, they said everybody's going to get this money now. That's going to be a problem now. Oh, we don't have everybody's bank account information. Issue the check.
Some people don't even qualify. My friend told me she doesn't even qualify for that. And I was like, really? I don't even understand it because I wasn't even looking forward to that. Like some of the people I know, but I'm not even counting on that. Like the way some people are, you would think they're giving away $1 million to look forward to, you know? But yeah, I'm like, there's bigger fish to fry here. So, yeah.
Got it. Yeah, it's just only thing we can do right now is concentrate on our own personal business. Trying to get people up to speed. Hey, you got to do this and try to encourage them. You can try to encourage, but you really got to concentrate more on your inner circle than anything else. Because people are just not going to get it. They're not going to appreciate what you're saying. That, hey, you know, just block out all of that stuff. Let it go.
Right.
They're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to look at you like you're crazy. What? How do I block that out?
Yeah.
I could die from this thing, you know? How do I do
that?
You know, you basically, if you try to get in there and try to help them and fix all of that, it's like jumping in to the water and saving someone from drowning who can't swim. And you know what's going to happen with that. You jump in the water, they can't swim, they're going to pull you down, right?
Yep.
You got to the people that are trained and have their mind right need all of their energy. I know me. I need all of my energy focused on keeping my sanity together.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter's been home 3 weeks now. Playing her game, doing work, trying to keep her up, trying to cook meals for her. You know, usually I do this during the summertime, not during school time.
Yeah.
You know, and then other problems popping up. I just have to fix a water leak at my house that I don't even live in.
Oh, you
know, I don't even live in that house. You know, but they don't have the money. This comes with people who don't prepare for things, and now you know, we got a water leak. They want to look to you. See how they'll drag you into their money problems. But you can't let it leak because then it'll tear the whole house up. You know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get that house out of my name quick and be on them. but it's just people are not prepared mentally. They're not going to be prepared physically. They're not going to be prepared spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
So their problems become everyone else's problems that in around them. They want to come and throw that on you. And I had a discussion with someone yesterday, like, listen, I'm over here trying to do my stuff. I can't do what I used to do before. You know? I'm preparing for this to get worse. I'm preparing just in case this thing drags on longer, and it really looks like this is going to go through at least to July.
Thing is happening.
That's what it looks
like.
I just look at what the news is doing and how they're promoting it. They are mentioning everything negative. They're not talking about the positive that there is way more people that are healing than it is dying. They're just focusing on everything that, Navy ship full of sick people. This ship, sick. Just constantly pumping that out. And people are tuned in, locked in on it. And that's what's making it worse. You know, instead of just saying, hey, we're being successful here, and, you know, that's the bright side of things. They're not going to do that. That don't sell anything. That don't sell tickets. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Thanks for acknowledging our sisterhood. Because, yes, we call each other sisters. We are. And, yeah, so I'm protective of her. And I'm protective of you, too. Yeah, I don't play no games, for real. And then I'm, like, my heart goes out, like, you know, like she's going through something. It's just, yeah, just the way it is. So I do feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody can get to this level. So
you're right. You can't even get close without a little jealousy creeping in.
Yeah.
You know, you can be friends with someone and they're jealous of you. You don't even know it until it's too late.
Right. And then we're
yeah,
spiritual enough to know. Like, we would combat that, like, quick. Don't even let that fester, you know. If that, you know, some signs you can look out for. And even if someone sees something the other can't see, acknowledge it, call it out. But you got to be, that takes maturity.
Maturity, yeah.
Because
your relationship has maturity.
Right.
Yeah, because like you said, your other friend, she didn't like what you had to, you know, your opinion about something. And that took away the whole relationship, you know. So it's just like,
You know, like some
can't be like one sided,
superficial type of friendship, but you're not able to actually really tell them how you feel for them to be mature enough to receive it in love.
Right, in love.
In love.
I can imagine you told her in love because you're not like, you would not come at her crazy or anything like that.
No, but I wouldn't be able to live with myself without doing that. Like,
yeah,
that's the way it's just been eating me away.
Yeah.
Telling the truth means you will have very little friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, your friendship circle will be very small.
Or
that's one thing people have trouble, or superficial, yeah. That's one thing people have a hard time with, is being open and honest with each other.
Yeah.
And that's why I love doing it, because it keeps the devils away. I pride. I'm going to tell you the truth, because if you cool, if you can't, we're not cool. Yeah, just go on over there and let somebody else tick in your ear, you know.
Yeah.
I'm good with it. Because it keeps a lot of static out. I'm pretty much at peace, you know.
Yeah, and that's fine. And you know what? You know, and I'm back to this. I know I mentioned it last week. You know, people say blood is thicker than water, and we know that's a lie. But for some people that have it, I actually admire that. And I'm not saying, I mean, I have some loyal family members, don't get me wrong, but I have some that are not. But, you know, I feel like in the arena of, you know, sisters and brothers, like Paige has adopted some of my brothers, and, you know, it's just one of those things. I feel like when people wish they had a relationship with someone, like, oh, I wish I was close to my mother like that, or I wish I was close to my sister like that, or brother, just get new siblings. I know that sounds crazy, but that's literally how I felt. Like, when my brothers couldn't come through on something once, and I was like, you know what? But I realized I'm like the oldest out of my mom's kids, so I'm just like, I can handle things. I get stuff done. But when they couldn't come through for me, I'm like, I'm just going to get some new brothers. And it wasn't even that. That was just the icing on the cake. And I said, I'm just going to get some new brothers. And then not really looking for new brothers, but I allowed men to step up in my life and become like brothers to me, you know. Not a lot, but I have like a couple, like I can call on if I need something. Like one time, I was like stuck, like my car was stuck in the garage, and I just made a phone call. I didn't call my natural brothers. I called a brother of mine, and he was there with help. Like, our garage door just the spring broke, and I didn't know, and we couldn't lift the thing up at all. And, you know, and I had to go to work, but they came through. So I'm just like, you know, not saying they got to be all super close and super tight, but I allowed for my life that I want to just be there, you know, and like, and likewise, like, we can count on each other. So I just feel like just allow people, just allow relationships to form and build. And, you know, just hopefully your natural relationship with your siblings or relatives will enhance over time, or maybe there's some forgiveness that needs to be had, or, you know, some extra work put in. But, you know, let that happen, but let it run its course. And if it never, make peace with yourself if it never forms. Because some people, like, die with a heavy heart, or like get old, grow old with a heavy heart to not having the right relationship with their siblings or any kind of relative, and like they could be gone and still you're feeling like heavy from it. But it's like somehow you've got to work towards having that peace with just being okay if it doesn't, you know. But quite still, you know, I feel
all right. All right, that's all I had to say.
Okay. That's all I think we have. You have anything else, Tasia? I don't think I do. I can go on.
Oh, I did have an announcement.
Okay.
On the April 9th, I just sent the actual email out about the webinar on the 18th and 19th of April, doing the trust and nationality and trust webinar. It's a 2-day webinar. We're going to be talking about the nationality passport process, SS5 driver's license, power of attorney on the first day. The second day, Al is going to come in and he's going to go over the trust and the process to doing a tax return for that trust, which is the 1041. Process, we're going to introduce the 14 steps that you need to do what all is necessary to get you there, to that, just the introduction to it and showing what's necessary and what you have to do. It's a process, I can tell you that right now. But that's April 18th and the 19th, since we can't do, because we were supposed to do a 2-day seminar. But because of going on, we don't know when this is going to end, but life must go on. So we have to.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
We'll do it online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let up on getting your stuff done. Do what you can little by little. Just do it.
Right. Now, you guys got your website up. You got to give your listeners your website.
Yes. It's not all the way complete. It has, like, there is a little bit more work. It will be up by next week for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I missed one little detail.
There's one kind of, like, big detail. It's,
okay.
But, yeah, but it's almost ready to go. Yep. And then we have our YouTube page that we are working on as well. So that should be ready to go too. So,
now, somebody just sent me a message asking me where's the seminar located.
Webinar.
And in the thing, I said it's going to be hosted on Zoom. Webinar. I know. I just sent out
webinar.
Somebody
said,
where's it going to be located?
Webinar.
Read the thing. Webinar will be
wherever you're at.
Room. Wherever you're at, it's gonna be in your house. There you go.
Wherever you're at, we'll be there.
It's gonna be in your house. Webinar will be hosted on Zoom. Zoom. There it is. Now, they tell people read things quick and they don't read the whole thing, so they're so used to just I got to ask questions and figure out things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my life. I deal with a lot of that. And so some people have dragged their feet about doing their passport. Now they want to do it. Now everything, you can't do in-person passports anymore.
Oh my God,
not
no.
at the agency.
Yeah.
You got to go to the post. They'll take it at the post office and mail it off, but they won't do.
Won't process it.
You can't go, like, if you want a passport, like, the same day, you can't go to the passport agency and sit down with them and do it anymore. That's out. Plus, you ain't going nowhere anywhere because everybody's borders is closed. Everybody's borders are closed.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is worldwide. And telling you now, while the stores you can purchase stuff, keep building up. Because you never know what's going to happen. And I'm hoping that that doesn't happen, but keep storing your food. You know, now while you can shop. I actually found toilet tissue yesterday morning.
You said what?
I found some toilet tissue yesterday morning.
Yeah, we found some the other day too. I was actually surprised. I was like,
Right, you go early, you can catch it.
I don't really need it, but I think I'm going
to
just grab a pack just because.
Just
I didn't get, like,
grab
a
couple
pack
of packs just to store, you know, because these people are going by the whole shelf.
Yeah.
You're like, yo, what y'all doing?
Yeah.
Listen, what's crazy about that, most people don't go do number twos like that anyway. Some people just do it once a day or once every other day, once every 4 days. They're not,
that's not normal.
Full of, huh?
I want you to know. That's not normal to not be going.
That's not normal. No, it's not. But this, that actually only go once a week.
That's crazy. Please get checked out. Don't do that.
Together.
That means you clogged up. That means you're full of, you're really literally full of it. You know, you're supposed to do 3 bowel movements a day. That's what the recommended elimination is, to keep your body running at its optimal pace. And you're supposed to drink at least half your body weight in water. You know? So get on that routine because you're going to need that because this is, I can tell you, a lot of people that's probably dying is because their system is already polluted. And so this hits them, you know, it can't get rid of it, and, you know, just takes them out.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been in a house with people with all kind of stuff, and I walk in there, and I can dance and moonwalk and be fine. You know, because my immune system is so strong. And plus, I take different things for that, you know, to keep my immune system strong. I do turpentine. I do, let me see. Let me open up my apothecary. Take my B-complex 50s. Sometimes I take garlic, my vitamin A's, my Shilajit, and I drink my teas. I always said, but sometimes I drink a cayenne pepper tea.
Oh, yeah.
And I got my ascorbic acid. I do the cayenne pepper. That keeps my blood flowing. Keep the veins open. Sometimes I'll do that. Echinacea, iris moss, ginger, blue vervain.
Do you make your daughter drink her stuff?
She don't, you know, be trying to get her to do stuff is kind of hard, you know.
Our little ones, they do it.
You make the girls taste it.
Yep.
What is licorice root good for? I have some. What is that good for?
Oh, like your liver protection. It's good for multiple things, but it's very good at protecting your liver. I have licorice.
I got a whole bag of this. I had a whole bag of it. I need to make a tea out of it then. It's good for the liver. Then I have ginkgo biloba relief powder, therapeutic grade sulfur crystals, African bird pepper, 150 feet units. 150,000 feet units.
What was that?
150,000.
Of what?
African bird pepper. African bird pepper.
Okay.
Now, you want your blood to flow and keep your immune system up? You got to do it. But it's hot. It's hot. Trust me, I did it once, and I was like, yo, I can't do this like that. I was blowing flames. I was blowing flames out of my mouth. But I got everything in my cabinet. If somebody was to get sick, I got all that I need to get back.
Yeah.
You know.
Good.
Yeah, because I took Dr. Daniel's home healers course. So
awesome.
I was to my brother yesterday. He's in New York. He lives in New York. And you know, I was just asking, what's going on around there? He said, well, you know, the news says there's a lot going on, but I don't see it. You know, going by the hospitals, he's saying they're not crowded out there like you see on the news. We talked about that, but he was telling me that he was having issues where he felt dizzy all the time. And he couldn't, walk, and he was dizzy. So he went to the doctor, emergency room, and they said he had something atrial, something with the heart. Then I said, okay, when you went to the hospital, what did they do? He said, well, they put me on a IV, and I started to feel better. I said, what you just described is you are dehydrated. That's what's wrong with you. You're not drinking enough water. I said, if you're sitting there and you sat there waiting on the doctor, then all of a sudden you felt better when he came. That's because he gave you the fix. You needed water. Everything you're describing to me is dehydration. What's it? And I said, you're not going to the bathroom enough, are you? He's like, nah, every other day. I said, you plued it, man. You got to get your body out. Clean. Your body is letting you know you're not treating it right. So he's like, yeah, that makes sense. But anyway, I know that's all I have to say for real now. I'll let y'all go.
Okay. Well, this was good.
I see. Well, what else I want to say? Tuesday, whoever's listening, y'all need to be there because I'm working on something special.
Ooh.
Because we're going into the new age. This is what this is all about. We're going into a new age. If you understand what the Bible is about, this is all a new age. Now, for the people that's not on it, they're in fear. I'm excited. Because that means that the mental, the spirituality of the people is going to change. They couldn't keep this system going the way it was going.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to change. What goes up must come down. What goes down must come up. That's the cycle of life. Ebb and flow. Nations rise and they fall. The Bible said a nation will not last 1,000 years. And we know in God's eyes, 1,000 years is a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
So it's time. Don't y'all want to see a day where you don't have to look at your people getting shot down in the street? They couldn't keep that going. The tables always turn. If you ever been in a relationship and had a hard relationship or whatever, a friendship, whatever, and that friend seems to always get that one up on you, I wouldn't even call those friends, but all of a sudden, that table always turns.
Right.
You might be on the bad side one day or look like the bad side, but that table turns. And then now you're on the side of favor. So we're going on the side of favor right now. Now, for all the ones that don't want to let go of the old system, they're going to go with it. they're going to go down with it. They're going to be eliminated. God has made this world so perfect that when change comes, the people that don't want to change will be pushed aside. And the people that want to change, accept it and acknowledge it, embrace it, they go with it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they mean by this rapture that they've been teaching, you know, they've been taken up. No. Those who align themselves with the consciousness and the spiritual vibration will be taken on to another level. So that's just a preview.
Can't wait.
Yeah. But, ladies, y'all did a great job. Very inspirational to see such young ladies with a good friendship get along and able to talk about it. Yeah, you know, just to let y'all know, I call one just to talk to one. I end up talking to two. So just letting y'all know, I can't have a one-on-one conversation with them. It's always I'm talking to both of them.
You three-way in real quick.
Right.
Yeah, hard to have a conversation.
Right.
Not to
I call
the
Jessica, Tasia's over there. I call Tasia, Jessica is there somewhere. So that's how it be going down.
Yep.
All right, y'all.
All right.
Good night.
You too, everyone. Peace, everyone.
Everybody, be safe.
Don't trouble the water.
I won't
be the one.
It's time for the Divine Connection Show.